You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Kansas City Royals. I'm Dave Raymond, alongside Jack Morris, as we talk about the Royals and what they're up to this week at the winter meetings. And Jack, I mean, the great story of the regular and then postseason, but you figure James Shields probably going to get away to a higher bidder. They're going to have at least one starting pitcher issue to figure out.
Yeah, and it's really not a shocker because it seems like everybody at these winter meetings are looking for starting pitching. James Shields, obviously a free agent that everybody in Kansas City, I think, expected to exercise his option and test the market here this winter. So they're going to have to replace him some way, somehow, and he's a guy that eats a lot of innings.
And not likely to get one of the frontline, you know, John Lester's out there, but maybe a Brandon McCarthy or somebody along those lines.
Yeah, it's funny to me. There's a lot of teams looking for that midline starting pitcher. And, you know, there may be just not a whole lot of them left after we get, you know, Lester's deal done and you get Scherzer out of the way and, you know, you move on from there. But obviously there's a lot of teams looking for starting pitching, and the Royals have got kind of the landmark bullpen now. It's revolutionized, I think, the way a lot of teams are going to look at how they build a ball club, especially when they've got seventh, eighth, and ninth guys, shutdown guys like the Royals have had. All of a sudden, starting pitching may not be as large of a commodity or a need as they once were.
Okay, as great a challenge as that is for Dayton Moore, he also has what appears to be the challenge of figuring out how to replace Billy Butler in that lineup. And again, we're seeing a lot of the bats flying off the market too.
Yeah, they also lost Josh Willingham to free agent or to retirement. So they had two right-handed power hitters that are no longer in their organization, and they're going to look to replace those. Obviously, there's a group of young guys coming up that they might take a look at, but it's always hard to replace a youth with a veteran, especially a guy like Billy Butler, who's been a real part of their organization for a long time.
Yeah, so plenty on the plate for the Kansas City Royals. Well, their manager, Ned Yost, talked to the media, and here were his thoughts on their offseason plans.
I told our front office last year in these very winter meetings, is find a way to get us to 90 wins, and they got us to 100. So, you know, it's kind of the same mandate this year. You know, find a way to do it. But you know, they've worked extremely hard. Dayton, you know, as hard as he works during the summer, it's twice as hard now trying to put a team together and trying to fill certain holes that. We need filled, and they've been nonstop working on it. We've talked about a number of different guys, free agent guys, and a number of different guys that maybe we could make deals for. I think James and some of the top guys, you know, they're waiting for one of the big boys, Lester or Scherzer, to make a deal and set the market and go from there. But, you always hold out hope. Does it look like we're going to be able to get them back? I think that somebody's going to be able to outbid us for them. But, he was tremendous when he was with us for 2 years. He came in and helped change the mindset in our locker room and with our organization. And, he's a special guy. I'm not looking to fill that spot. You know, Duffy and Ventura, I think, are going to be fantastic for us. You know, Guthrie and Varghese, Guthrie had a tremendous September and a great postseason for us. And Vargas actually had a very good postseason for us. You know, Varghese struggled a little bit, three starts in September, but up until that point, he was, dynamite for us. So I think a combination of that. And you don't know who's going to pop up. I mean, if Zimmer shows up healthy, his stuff is dynamic. His stuff's right on line with Ventura's, you just don't know what Finnegan's going to do. You don't know what Hoch is going to do, and that's without even, getting another arm, which we plan to do. So, you just have to get there and then see how it all plays out. And I felt really, really good when we were able to sign Hoch, because I went out a number of times during the postseason and watched him throw. And it's like, golly, I mean, can you get on the mound right now? And he's like, man, I feel like I can. So, I was really, really encouraged by watching him with his throwing program. You know, I was kind of hoping that we would be able to find a way to keep Billy with us, and I thought probably it would. But when I heard Oakland's number, I mean, I was like, Billy's got to go. That's great for his family. That's great for him to be able to, sign a 3-year deal at $10 million a year. So, I was really happy for him. you know, what I was really excited about was the way that our kids stood up during the playoffs. And I got to quit calling them kids. I apologize how our guys stood up and played the game. And, you know, we've talked about for years about taking their game to the next level and what it feels like and the intensity and the focus and the whole mindset of taking their game to the next level. And they took their game to the next level during the playoffs. I mean, for them to experience that, to understand it, feel it, know what it feels like, you know, is a great experience because now you know, take your game to the next level. What does that mean? You know, they know. They took their game to the next level. And, you know, their mindset was so singular into winning the game. There was no, you know, at times guys would be struggling and, you know, I got to get my average back up. I got to do this. And it was more trying to, you know, work on individual goals more than team goals. And once the playoffs started, that was gone. That totally evaporated. Everything was about winning this game, finding a way to win the game. I don't care what it takes, a walk, a hit, a stolen base. If you got a pinch run for me, that's fine. If you got a defend for me, that's fine. And they understood it, and they embraced it, and they were extremely successful doing it. So with that experience, I'm really excited to see what they can accomplish next year.
Also, Ned Yost talking about those expectations, right? And it is a different ball game now all of a sudden for a World Series Kansas City Royals. How do they deal with that target on their back every day now?
Well, I think there's a lot of teams that looked at the Royals and say, how did you get there? You know, this wasn't supposed to happen. Oakland had them in their back pocket and it got away from them. And yet the Royals were really one out away from maybe even winning the World Series. So I think the expectations are going to be a lot bigger for them. But with that being said, they've been building this organization and building this team towards a world championship for quite some time, and I don't think really they've lost that many pieces yet. If they can add to it and the confidence that they've gained from postseason run, I think they're a team that certainly is going to be in contention in the American League Central.
Yeah, and the flip side of high expectations is that your guys in the clubhouse have high expectations, right? They know what it takes.
Well, they've been there now. They've had a taste of it, and I promise you, the guys that have played in World Series, they want to get back. It's a lot of fun, and it's why we all put on that uniform. You know, money aside and contract aside and all the great things that come with life in the big leagues, I think all players want to ultimately have a World Championship ring.
Yep, no doubt about that, and you have yours. Jack Morris here as we talk about the Kansas City Royals. MLB.com Extras, the Kansas City Royals.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kidswear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.